Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss J-Lo's new Marvel La La Land movie, Gypsy Rose versus Natalie Nunn, the brilliance of Melinda Verga, and our first impressions of the Drag Race Season 16 queens, from burger fingers to villain edits, and our predictions for who will be in the finale. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Happy New Year! Oh my god, 2024 really has sneaked up on me. Just kidding, it's been the new year.
Did you say it's been?
Yeah, it's been.
Hey.
It's actually my mother's birthday.
Oh, no. Well, tomorrow.
Well, today.
Ooh.
Do the math, honey.
HBDQJ.
HBDQJ.
Did you send her something?
Well, tomorrow I did, which is today.
Was it an e-card?
A jib jab.
With me and you and Chloe as elves.
Sure.
Do you have your mom's email address? Don't say it out loud on the pod.
I'm not going to, but I do. What do you mean? Of course,
yeah,
I do.
I'll probably email her a jib jab tomorrow.
Okay. So you mean today?
Well, can you set it in the future? Can you set it and forget it?
Yes, most things. Yes.
Okay. Well, hard to keep up with.
Okay.
Hard to keep up with her birthday. Who knows what month it's in this year?
That's what I've been saying. I've famously said it. Yes.
It's not even a big birthday for her. 4'9".
Damn. 4'9".
Is she 49?
Girl, your math is off.
She's 49.
49?
Isn't she born in 65?
Oh my god, my math is off. Whoa.
Wait.
5'9".
5'9"?
I feel like she's been 50.
Oh, she's going to be 60 next year?
No way. Oh my god.
Decrepit.
Speaking of decrepit women, did you see about Judge Judy?
Oh god. Okay, yeah, I did. And you know what?
Boo, you're queen. We need to hold her accountable.
How does anybody who's like chiming in on it, it's like when people are just dumb and don't listen. Like, it's,
go on.
As a Judge Judy fan, we all know she's Republican, and it's been known to us.
Did you just say it's been known to us?
We know she's a Republican. If you did,
what do the Judge Judy fans call themselves?
Have you ever watched an episode of her show? She is very, what's the word? A little racist? Not that all Republicans are, but it is. Sometimes go hand in hand.
Some could argue, yes, they are. She endorsed Nikki Haley for president.
She endorsed Michael Bloomberg 4 years ago, did she not?
Oh, yeah.
I read the endorsement. She called Trump and Biden both old, which, you know what? I agree.
Glass house is pot and kettle, or takes one to know one.
Yes, and.
I've always said
it. Hey, did you want to talk about if you like the song Yes, And or not? The babies are clamoring.
What's there to say? I mean, it's fine.
It's fine?
I listened to it twice, totally.
I think it's a top tier pop song. I think it makes me want to queen out. It makes me wanna be the pass around bottom at the club.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yes.
Yes, and
I love the bridge with the sexy baby robot voice. It is giving. What was that robot's name?
Did you just say sexy baby robot? Because that's literally on my top on my list of things to talk about. Different topic.
Well, speaking of sexy baby robot. Yeah. Yes, and.
Oh, you want to go back to yes and?
No, I was yes anding your speaking.
Oh, so now you know but.
Speaking of sexy baby robots, and I said yes and.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't really have anything else to say about the yes and of it all, but like the music video was fine.
I actually thought the music video was terrible.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
I thought, wow, of all the fun things you could have done, and you're just sitting on the stairs and hand voguing. In a warehouse.
She's inviting the critics to come set her boundaries at them.
Did you ever play statue when you were a little kid?
Not only did I play statue, but I played a statue in our fifth grade production of Jack and the Beanstalk, and all content of it is taken on cameras that are not good quality, so the lighting is not good. My gray...
Ashy?
My full gray look...
You did gray face?
Is a little dimly lit. And I'd like to take a step back and say, who
were you?
Me as an owl. Who was in charge of the makeup design, the set design, the lighting?
You don't remember?
I'm sorry, this was Frost Middle School. I was in fifth grade.
Were you giving grayer than your birth video?
Yes.
Okay, so more gray than that, but, yes. But not quite 50 shades.
That gray was like, imagine a baby choked with their umbilical cord. That's what I was giving.
50 shades of gray K2.
A little bit. And I was wearing a gray... All the statues had to wear gray sweatpants and gray sweatshirts, no hood.
Oh, a matching set. That's literally what I'm wearing right now.
Gildan.
Yes. Oh my God, I am serving statue right now in H to T gray sweats.
Yeah, it was a non-speaking role.
Well, it's nice of them to make up parts so that kids didn't feel left out.
That was not what I was going to a sexy baby, though I was one as the statue.
Kind and of. As the newborn.
And as the newborn, you're right. No, did you see the robot baby that's in the that was in that fashion show?
No.
Oh my God. Okay, well it wasn't even on my list really. I mean, it's on my list, but like I didn't pull up the thing. I didn't know if you had even seen it.
A sexy baby robot. In a runway?
Hold on. I need to be careful with what I get.
You're going to end up on another list. Fashion
baby. Robot fashion baby. Hold on.
Just tell me the keyword search. I'll pull it up. Speaking of babies.
I'm afraid of any Google I could Google.
Robot fashion baby. Does this baby robot wear pull-ups?
It's all like gears and cell phones. And the baby is made of machinery. And the models are carrying the babies on the runway. Maybe there's only one. I don't know, but I saw a video of the baby. The baby!
Okay, well, I don't see it, so...
I'll post it on the Discord.
All I'm seeing is the time Frank Ocean brought a green baby robot to the Met Gala in 2021.
That's not it.
Where's that baby now? I hope in kindergarten.
Hey, I actually have a question that would, while I look for the baby, you can,
Me as a
you need to
dad.
dis you Oh my God, I had a dream last night that I had two kids and my two dogs and I could not wrangle them all. I lost Crouton and I left the two babies with Willie and I said, I'll be right back. I was like in a mall or an airport or something. And some other gays were like, did you just leave your baby over here? And I said, I'm looking for my dog. Have you seen
You were
Crouton?
like Dolly and
Shelby and Dolly. Think of Shelby and Dolly.
where
No, Gypsy Rose and Natalie Nunn.
I don't you act
Go,
you
go. This is your, this is, these are your children. This is your Shelby and Dolly.
you're just bringing up names of like people you I just I never know who you're talking about. I know who Gypsy Rose is of it all, but who? Gina what?
Natalie
I
Nunn.
you think I
Is that her
know you think I
name?
know who Natalie Nunn is?
Isn't that a housewife?
No. There's never been a housewife named Natalie.
You're saying the what?
Who's
Who is Natalie Nunn? What?
Natalie Nunn. Natalie Nunn is an American reality television personality on the fourth season of Bad Girls Club.
Oh, see, they all run together. I mean, are all housewives not bad girls? And are all not bad girls in the club not wives in the house?
Well,
Booths?
Natalie Nunn, born the day after Christmas, a terrible birthday, if I must say so myself.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. Yeah, she apparently she was getting in a Instagram DMs fight with Gypsy Rose.
Okay, what,
But
why is
then,
Gypsy Rose beefing?
well, she—I don't know if she knows decorum quite yet. You know, she's coming from a prison background and what's that Munchausen's background? Like her social dynamics are a little off. So maybe she doesn't know the like what you're supposed to be up
Well,
to.
so are croutons, but
And look at him now. And look at him now.
he's really.
But apparently, Natalie Nunn was fighting with a fake Gypsy Rose account. But
Okay.
apparently, it was a fake Natalie Nunn account fighting with a fake Gypsy Rose account and posting screenshots. And so then Natalie Nunn was trying to yell at Gypsy Rose, and Gypsy Rose said, "Listen, babe, look for the verification check mark, and you'll know it wasn't me." And then it was revealed, and then Natalie Nunn goes, "Well, it wasn't me either."
So you're just talking about
Okay.
two strangers fighting on the internet?
Two strangers fighting on the internet because two other strangers were fighting as them on the internet.
Wow. A real whodunit.
And that's what you missed on Glee.
So
And
was Gypsy
that's the
Rose the
Gypsy Rose
traitor or
update of the
not?
week. Gypsy Rose on Traitors?
Was she the traitor or not?
I don't know.
I don't think.
I'm not watching Traitors, are you? Are you on it?
Yes, I'm on season two.
Are you a good girl or are you a traitor?
Bad. I'm a bad girl club in the housewife. I'm a bad housewife in the club, girl.
Oh. All right, let's move
Well,
on.
now that we've covered that hard-hitting news.
Ariana.
Oh, you want to go
So
back?
I need to go back to Ariana. Did you see her? So she had music leak, apparently, or she had a hack in the system, perhaps. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, and
And she had a music leaker. King Bob is his name.
what's happening now?
He's been arrested for wire fraud and aggravated identity theft, and he's facing up to 20 years in prison.
Good. I hope Judge Judy presides. So what do you want? Are we all gonna celebrate when King Bob gets out of jail like we did Gypsy Rose?
Maybe, you
Is
know,
it gonna be the King
time really
Bobassons?
redeems people. Maybe.
Season 49 of Dancing with the Stars, Gypsy Rose and King Bob.
Maybe. Are you gonna watch the J-Lo movie?
No.
It's a visual album.
I've heard. I mean, I'll probably watch
it. Did you watch the preview for
it? No, no spoil. You know me, I hate trailers. I don't like spoilers for my favorite
films. The preview is giving budget. She said, "You know what? This is the culmination of my life's work. This is my lemonade. This is my agua fresca. This is
Well, she's a
It was giving
She's an actor and a comedian.
It was to me the trailer was a Marvel movie and a La La Land.
Oof. Two things I don't really ever want to watch.
Starring J-Lo.
Okay.
And it's all about about all of the sex she has. I think she's having an intervention and somebody's all saying she's a sex addict.
It happens to the best of us. Would you think
J-Lo
would
included.
You consider yourself a sex addict?
Well, I do love you, Poppy.
Have you ever had sex in an attic?
Ooh, I have.
Wait, really?
Yes, it was very secret.
Were there like boxes of like Halloween decorations and like Christmas stuff and like inflatable?
Well, this was with a guy. This is with a guy who lived in the attic.
Okay, say more.
That's where his bedroom was. What do you want? That's the location. Location, location, location.
Was it in the house or in the garage?
It was in the house down.
Okay. How'd you get up there?
A ladder.
What?
A ladder. I took a ladder to a hookup. I took a ladder. This is a boyfriend at the time.
Did somebody do that thing where, you know, whenever someone goes in an attic in a movie and somebody walks by and accidentally closes it and then they get trapped up there?
I didn't happen to me.
Okay. Maybe next time.
Maybe. Maybe. But I definitely did feel like the attic is as creaky as you can imagine.
Oh, I was it?
You ever been in an attic?
Yes. I had a bedroom in an attic.
Oh. Hold on. Are you for real?
No, I was lying. I just had an upstairs bedroom once. But it was upstairs. It was in the roof. Okay. Was it a second floor or was it an attic? I don't know.
It's all about perspective. It was when I was friends with
your cousin.
My cousin?
Yes. She lived in the same neighborhood as that home.
I don't know about that. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, do you think the Lions are going to the Super Bowl?
Oh my God, everyone is fiending for the Lions. The Lions are back and better than ever. Well, you know, since they got the new coach.
Uh-huh. That new coach is serving Gay Bear at Provincetown.
I'm not prepared to talk about the gay coach.
He's not gay. Is he gay? No, he just looks like a bear
in Provincetown.
Yes. Search Detroit Lions coach Dan Campbell.
Yeah, well, you know what? He previously took another team to the whatevers, and now he's here to take this team to the whatevers.
He is serving muscle bear goatee realness.
Yeah, a thing a lot of people don't know is straight men can be twinks. Straight men can be twunks. Straight men can be bears.
Well, he's 6'5". Damn.
A 6'5 bear.
Yeah, he could crush you with his like biceps. Former tight end. Okay.
All right, mama.
are you rooting for the Lions in the big game or what?
They're not in my fantasy league.
Okay, all right.
Let's just say that.
All right, well, this concludes your sports cast for the year.
Well, you know what? I do hope them many a touchdown, very few flags on the play, and most of all, fun.
Yeah, they're playing the Niners. This is a big week for me, bro. I'm so masked this week.
The Niners?
Hell yeah.
Did you abbreviate 49ers?
That's what we call them, dude. Niners,
here in Frisco?
Here in Frisco, we're all about the Niners, bro.
Are you?
No, I have to root for the Lions. I'm a hometown girl. I'm a down low hometown girl, downtown Julie Brown.
How are you DL with a BBL?
I am DL. I with it.
How are you DL with a BBL?
In this town, I am DL with a BBL for the Niners, Henny.
All right. The 9.5ers, if I heard correctly.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you prepared to talk about Drag Race at all?
Yeah.
We haven't discussed this new season. Season 16 is upon us. We have...
I'm sure.
I'm just gonna bring people into where we are in this current moment. We have a double premiere. We met half of the queen's first episode, half of the queen's second episode, two talent shows, a lot of talent, ? And then we had the ball episode where all of the queens were together because there were no eliminations and all the queens got to size each other up and present 3 looks each, 36 looks on the runway. It was a doozy.
And are you feeling floozy?
I'm feeling a little floozy. You know what? I like this season because a lot of fresh talent, nobody that I've heard of, you know, like maybe some queens that like I've seen viral clips of. Had you seen the clips of the queen who does her leg hair?
Only what they showed on TV. Her name's Geneva Carr. Vroom, vroom.
Geneva Carr.
Guess who cleared
Geneva
customs?
Carr. Geneva Carr.
Is it a pun or is it not?
Like Geneva in the car?
We've been to Geneva, but not in a car.
Oh. No?
No.
Okay.
What do you think of... Speaking of Geneva,
I'm not done with the leg hair viral. I'm not here. I'm not done with the leg hair.
Is it viral is video. It your new source of income in 2024? Could actually, be. You don't. Could you don't. You era. Don't have
new hair.
You don't have the leg hair. I take it back. You couldn't. I could really pull this off. My legs are giving DL for well, the once BBL.
Once I Latisse these legs, it's over for Geneva Carr.
Okay.
All right.
What do you think of queens like Geneva Carr coming on this show and saying, I'm the first queen from insert city here, and then naming a city that you've never heard of?
I support. It means something to them, and so good for her.
Okay.
What I'm over is like, I'm the first second generation Russian speaking queen who was never on, who's never been to Alaska, first time on Drag Race that's ever auditioned 5 times. It's like, you don't need to be that. You can just be you, okay? Just shut up. Shut up, girl. That's how I feel.
Okay, good.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it sure does.
We got a lot of interesting people on this cast.
Oh, wow. Interesting people.
Interesting people, I would say.
Interesting I agree. People. These people are interesting.
They're interesting. They are fascinating. They are skilled.
Talented. We'll uniqued. They are uniqued.
A big topic of conversation. Do you believe a queen should be able to lip sync at the talent show?
No. Okay, hold on. If it's an original song, yes. If it's a song from Pink, no.
Let me challenge you.
I'm here.
Sasha Colby.
What about it?
Talent show was lip syncing a song that was not her own.
Yeah, and I guess what? Didn't end up in the top that week.
Oop. Scubba-doop. Loop-a-doop-a-doop. I do like, you know what, I have no restrictions. Do whatever you think presents yourself best. This is your chance, girl, for you to do exactly what you think you need to show America, the world, the judges, the other queens, what sets you apart. And if at the end of the day, you're here on Drag Race and you think, I have got a killer lip sync to 4 non-blondes, and it's really gonna showcase exactly me, then go for it. And then stand in your decision. And I think, you know what, most queens do stand in their decision of what they end up doing. But don't be surprised when other queens come with like fully thought out talents outside of what like is kind of I would consider a boring showcase.
I just feel like
if your showcase is like lip syncing, that's a little bare minimum of what we have come to expect from Drag Race at this point.
Yeah, especially because we're definitely going to see you lip sync at some point during the season.
Yeah, I don't mind an original song, but I almost never want it to be sung live. Please. For your sake and for ours, like it's unnecessary. You don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Unless you're like 100% it's going to kill it.
You know.
But like even then, queens think that they really have it and then sometimes it's a flop. So I don't know.
I've honestly felt like anytime someone has sang on the show, it's like you wouldn't be going to Hollywood on American Idol.
Oh, oh my God.
So I just feel like singers are just, they get a big pass on this show.
I think, I do like it when somebody does some type of original song fused with what they can do as a talent. So like jump roping with your hair, karate chopping a brick or whatever.
Clacking your heels together.
Sure, whatever. Twisting your hair. Or that's what Sasha Colby
is. Doing a cartwheel, rolling on a box.
Sure, yes. I personally, I loved that safari one.
I did.
She was looking for her
whip it, whatever.
Looking for Yeah, I thought, and then to hear her explain, who was that, Hershey?
Yeah.
To hear her explain, why was it in the jungle? Why not? I thought, sold. Perfect. Because, that's all I need to hear.
Honey, because they've only got so many props backstage at that lot that they can wheel out season after season.
I do think, I do want a surprise element in the talent show. Like, if your talent has something that's, like, going to keep us talking about it, that's the best thing you could possibly do. So you got your Willow Pill. You got your Q. You got your, who was that one that did the opera with the splits?
Safira.
People really love Safira. People are really talking about how she's going to be in the finals.
I'm enjoying the experience so far. I didn't think the opera thing was as funny as they edited it to be, or as good. And the same with, some of those they were laughing, and I wasn't laughing.
Have you ever smelled a burger finger?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're not even going to participate in the burger finger.
Which one did that?
Plain Jane.
Oh, I don't think I remember that one. Very forgettable. Who is that one?
You are on drugs at this hour.
Oh.
Are you a hater?
I'm just not going to give attention to people who are mean for attention.
You watch Real Housewives.
Not for the fights. And when there are Real Housewives that are mean for the sake of being mean, I hate them.
Okay. You know what? I'm kind of with you. I'm already bored of the shtick of the I'm trying to be a villain. It comes across a bit clunky and
an actor she is not.
I don't think it's going how she wants it to go. I think she has this fantasy of how it will come across, and it's really not playing out in that way. We're only 3 episodes in, so we'll see.
And baby, did you watch Untucked?
I did watch Untucked. Her versus my queen, a mandatory meeting.
Did you see the meme that said when one queen falls, another rises? And it was a picture of who was that bitch you loved on Canada?
You're going to have to narrow it down.
Oh, you're queen from Canada.
Oh, Melinda Verga?
Yes, it was like a grayed out picture of Melinda Verga. And it was like a mandatory meeting next to it. When one queen falls, another rises.
They are so not even
they both
similar.
But they could both use some
makeup
skills. I was going to say education in the makeup department.
Are you ever going to watch Canada's Drag Race season 4?
I watched it and finished it, but I don't want to talk about it.
I had convinced myself that Melinda Verga was going to make it to the finale and win. No. I was in my head thinking I had found a path for her to win. I got to 270. It was making sense in my head. For her, it was all she was missing was makeup and fashion style. Like, she had everything else. She had everything else. She had charisma. She had nerve. She had uniqueness. She had talent. She could lip sync. She was funny. Her snatch game was good. She was a lip sync assassin, even though they didn't want to call her that. She really was. Go watch any Melinda Verga lip sync. You will be stunned.
What did she say wrong?
She gave entertaining.
What did she say wrong?
Queens have won Drag Race with a lower score of a different ability. I'm not gonna bring down Queens to build up mine. I'm just saying.
What was the
Melinda Ver? If there is a disproportionate grade given to the aesthetic, let's talk about how important it would be to see a winner like Melinda Verga.
They did that. Okay? They did that. It was called Drag Race Down Under season 2. Maybe you should watch it.
Maybe I should. For us girls out here that do have charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent, but perhaps not a bit of style.
The best moment of Canada's Drag Race season 4 was Melinda Verga's mirror reveal when her husband did her makeup. The scream, the acting, the camp of it all. Oh my God. They like posted it on the Canada's Drag Race Instagram and I still go just watch it. It's just her screaming into the mirror. And it is.
Yeah, she's a legend.
And it is iconic.
And you know what? When she has a couple of years to learn how to do her face or find her foundation or perhaps, I don't know, work with some people to make some looks, and she comes back on Canada versus the World 7 and against some flops, it's time to crown.
What was the idiom she kept saying wrong?
I don't know. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Okay, so who on Drag Race season 16 do you like?
I was feeling my goat.
Yes, there you go.
when Melinda Verga said, I was feeling my goats, that changed the timeline we were all in. The course of history was shifted.
Okay. So you think
not many queens have that impact.
You think a mandatory meeting can make final five?
No.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I would like it because I like a queen that has a point of view. Her point of view is she's an alien drag queen that came to Earth. Her spaceship runs on cum and she's out of fuel.
Where did you get all
She tweeted this. She tweeted it.
Okay.
And so she landed on Earth to collect fuel and
more cum.
She's here. Yes, and while she's here, she has to try to fit in as a real woman. And
I love it. She's always, I'm sold.
But she's always slightly off. And so humans can always kind of tell that there's something a little off.
She's giving
realness. So now that you know that context, do you not love her?
Yeah, I do.
She unzips her human form to reveal a three-titted purple people eater.
I'm sorry. She should have just kept that mask on. That mask in and of itself was hilarious. But then to reveal that purple makeup.
I loved everything about it. And I love everything about her. And you know what? Her lip sync, I have returned to many, many times of her Where's My Kitty or whatever the fuck.
That, I loved it.
She was making, let's talk about that. She was making some interesting decisions. Remember when she picked her teeth for some reason in the middle of the song? Why? I don't know, but I was obsessed with it.
She's seen real human women do it before.
That's what, yes, sure. So she's making all these tiny decisions in the biggest way. She is a performer. She's performing for the back row. I think she is going to be a lip sync assassin, and I don't think the girls are ready.
Okay.
With that said, I think who's making it all the way? Q?
I'm actually very interested in Q.
Me too, but it seems like
I can't figure it out. But I'm like enjoying it, and I love someone who has like that well polished looks. Like
and she's making all of her looks.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
Q, yeah, I think she is going to. I fear they're going to give her the rosé or the Jan edit of like always almost there. Ugh. And never quite gets.
I hope not.
Which is like because so far she really could have gotten either win so far.
I hope not.
Her talent show I thought was the best talent show.
I think it for me it needed something else. It was like 45 seconds of the exact same thing. I was absolutely like, oh my God, hilarious when it started. And then I was like, okay, it's just this for 60 seconds, which is,
I was fine with it. I was on board. I think Q, I think Dawn is my, like, if I had to pick an aesthetic of drag that I prefer the most that's happening this season, what Dawn is doing is like aspirational to me.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list. I'm trying to think of who my top three are. I think out the gate, my favorite is Nymphia. obsessed.
Yeah.
Yes. I was a little worried that it was just going to be like always yellow bananas, because to do two banana looks in the first episode, I was like, what else you got? What you packing? But I was very pleasantly surprised by her looks for the ball, which I loved.
Yeah, she killed it. And I think she's going to be, if I had to pick a winner today, it would be Nymphia Wind.
I think Nymphia and Dawn are probably my top two. I'm trying to think of who my third would be. Too early to pick.
I love Mirage.
Why force myself? I
love Mirage.
I actually do love Mirage.
Mirage to me is like, that's a girl I would want to be hanging with.
She seems like fun.
Yes, I loved her entrance look. I was all about it. I think she, even in the ball with that torn up Survivor,
it was cuter than some costume, of the other looks.
It was fine, but it was like, it was very not good. Like it was, I mean, my point is she sells it.
Yeah.
And I buy it.
Yeah.
Like Mirage, I think I am on board for
you
whatever
fell
she
for the
wants
mirage
to get up
of it
to.
All.
I'm a, yes. I'm feeling the Mirage.
Actually, yeah. I'm into it. I'm into it.
A lot of the other queens, I am a little bit, I'm ready to see what else point of view they have.
Fair.
Like I think Nymphia's point of view is so interesting and fun. Dawn's point of view is so interesting and fun. Q's point of view is so interesting and fun. A mandatory meeting, even, like, interesting and fun. A lot of I feel like I say this anytime I talk about drag, that like, if your point of view is like,
I'm pretty girl on Instagram,
I'm hot I'm hot and fierce mama, I'm a little it's just not for
it's
me
a little,
and that's fine.
It's dimensional.
It's absolutely something that a lot of people love, but like, that's not really where my grading is weighted. Hence, Melinda Verga for season 4 Drag Race winner. Thank you. I'm not weighting heavily on, you know, aesthetic.
I'm into it.
Or rather, polish.
Okay.
Or rather, yeah.
Not or rather, yeah.
Yeah. In general, I'm excited for the season. It seems like it really isn't a closed book like previous seasons have felt like.
Yeah, I think it needed to be that in a big way.
Yeah. Yes.
So I'm into it.
Pick your winner right now.
Oh God, I would say Nymphia, I hope. I think it's new, it's fun, it's exciting. We haven't had a winner like her. And I loved the, I loved her looks in the first episode, and then in this third episode, or in her first episode rather. And then I loved this week, the like montage of her being cute and kind of like trolling the other people and bugging them while they were trying to make their looks. And like,
I do need to know a little bit though about like this winning look of hers, because how are you about to give it the win, but not show us any of the process making it? Like, I don't doubt that she made it, but like, if some people are allowed to wear things that they brought, I want to know what she made of that. Like, I'm curious if it's the winning look. She clearly made the hat. She clearly made the ties.
I think she made everything. Who wore stuff that wasn't made other than Hershey?
Oh, I thought, like, aren't some people wearing, like, some things that they brought?
No, I think the only one who did that was Hershey.
I guess that was my impression because of Hershey.
No, and those pants weren't something she brought. Those were pants that were there in the pile of...
What?
In the pile of men's clothes.
She said, oh, I found pants. I don't even have to make pants.
I'm just going to line the pocket
with
the same pattern of the top.
Oh, see, I was under the impression she brought those. I was like, what is this? What?
Oh, I guess they didn't really clarify, but I mean, they were like, girl, that.
So then I started thinking, oh, are other people just wearing some things that they brought too?
No, okay, I think it was you're in trouble. And yeah, maybe she did bring them, or maybe they were in that pile of men's clothes.
If Nymphia made that entire look, including that like leather skirt and everything, like that was so good.
Yeah.
That's why, yeah. I'm like, why didn't they show us? Like, show us what she was up to.
Well, because, honey, they got 16
giving us the personality
queens, and they got 90 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll be interested to see, how it all shakes out. I'm glad it's back. You know me. I love to laugh. I love. drag. I do have one thing to say. I've probably said it before.
What?
It's in regards to the like meanness of it all, and the people who watch the show and say it's boring without the drama. I'm like, you're watching 16 queer people who are like creating looks, transforming themselves into like women and space creatures and like these fantastical people, and they're singing and performing and acting, and it's like, and the only thing you find interesting is fighting? Maybe, yeah. Maybe talk to your therapist about that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. I mean, I feel like you and I have always been kind of like, we would prefer more of drag,
yeah,
in Drag Race of it all, as opposed to like,
and like
the heavy focus on conflicts.
And it's like, I understand they do, like, I think the drama that they build in is sufficient enough for me. Like, letting a winner assign teams the next week is always going to cause little drama. Letting the winner pick the order of the roast, like letting the winner, yeah, split the teams. It's like, that's always going to have a little built-in drama that's like more situational than getting it untucked and telling someone you think their makeup sucks and that they're a bad drag queen because you want screen time. I'm not here for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know, I really, yeah, I'm really put off by, this is, I mean, it's said a million times that this is a pressure cooker, but like these queens, imagine somebody trolling you to your face while cameras are running, like trying to get a rise out of you just because you're there and they would like the edit for themselves. It's, I find it to be like,
desperate.
Yeah, when it's not two queens linking up to say let's give them some good TV. That's different. But I find when somebody is feeling targeted and not a part of the experience of creating that good TV, that's when I don't like it.
Yeah.
When it feels like somebody's getting bullied and they're not in on the experience of creating fun TV, because I think there have been fun drama rivalries happening where you can tell the queens are like, and they've said like in on social or afterward, like that they came together and they said, let's give them some good juicy TV.
Yeah. It's like, I was saying, it's like, why choose to be mean because you're not smart enough to be clever or witty? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. A read without any wit is just kind of like, oh, you're a mean girl, and like that's the extent of it. It's boring. It really is boring.
Yeah, and especially yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just, I always feel like when Drag Race starts back up, because I hear in real life when I'm like out with friends and if we watch at the bar and stuff, and it's like people are like, this show would be so boring without the drama, and I'm just like, maybe talk to your therapist about that if you've got one.
There's so much content that they could, there are so many angles they could take the show. It doesn't, yeah, they could really make the show anything. They don't need, there's enough footage.
Yeah. Just
anyway, just, I say all of this, and we say, I feel like we say all of it as extreme fans of the show. We love the show. We love the drag queens. We appreciate the vulnerability and the art, and we will be watching. It's not like you know. Anyway, let us know what you think. Who are you rooting for? Who is your number one pick for the season? If like of your stylings of drag, like who's your judge? Let us know. I would love to know.
All right,
Corey. I think that's it.
Extra long episode today, but I think we got through it. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/TylerOakley. I just celebrated our 3-year streamiversary, and it was so fun. And if you came, thank you for coming by. A lot of people came, and they were like, I listened to the podcast. I heard you were having a party, so thanks. Where can people find you?
Hey, I finally checked off one of my bingo squares, my 2024 resolutions/bingo board.
What was it?
Sing karaoke at the karaoke bar.
What did you sing?
Well, baby, This place is always a mess because there's not like a host or nothing. But so sometimes people put in songs and they leave because they're tired of waiting. And when I heard this song,
is it the place we used to go?
No.
Is it the place we used to go?
Oh. No. And when I heard this song queuing up and nobody grabbing the mic, I stood up and I said, you know what? I'll do both parts.
Was it? Ooh. I take my picture away.
No.
Was it? Wake me up.
No, but my brother and his fiance did sing that. Give
me a hint.
A duet by an artist you like.
Was it? Hey girl, hey girl.
You got half of the duet.
Was it video phone?
Nope.
Was it telephone?
Nope.
Was it Jewels and Drugs?
Shallow.
Corey?
And guess what? The machine puts a score up when you get done out of 100. I got 95 out of 100, which I will take that.
Huh.
All right, gotta go.
That's so interesting. And you know what? It was probably deserved.
It was. I nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
And you did. And you did both parts. I'm not done thinking about all of this.
Well, think about it on your own.
Okay. Bye.